in just a couple of minutes, two young gentlemen here will be initiated into the life of faith through the sacrament of baptism. And on today, the Feast of the Body and Blood of the Lord, will have the opportunity to receive the Eucharist for the first time. And then, Kevin, you will be confirmed and the gifts of the Spirit will be called forth upon you. It's a big day. It's a lot of stuff going on. All right? Today is the Feast of the Body and Blood of Jesus. It's the Feast of the Eucharist. It reminds us about what we really don't need a lot of reminding about, that the very center of our life of faith is found at the altar of the Lord. And that in sharing in the gift of the Body and Blood of Christ, you and I are brought into deeply the very life of Christ. Did you guys ever play that game about Blood Brothers where you cut your thumb or anything like that? Okay. Well, when I was a kid, we did. You know, we would cut our thumb and then your buddy would cut his thumb and then you'd be Blood Brothers. Kind of a dumb thing to do, but we did it, huh? Well, that's a little bit about what the Eucharist is. That as we share in the very gift of the life of Christ, the very presence of Christ, we become one with Christ. There is a brotherhood, if you will, a relationship that is established between Jesus and his disciple, between Jesus and the believer. And that relationship is made stronger and stronger and stronger as you and I walk deeper and deeper into the life of Jesus. And one of the ways in which we celebrate that, and one of the ways in which that happens, is in the sacrament of the Eucharist. So I invite all of you to join with me as we prepare to welcome Kevin and Andrew into the life of faith through the sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of the Eucharist. And I invite you to do that as we renew the promises of our own baptism, as we profess our faith in Jesus Christ, for this is the faith into which they will be baptized. And so I ask you,